Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Olorun ti o yi pada e ma se. The one who changed the stories of men. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Ah, we bless you. Emi mimo ese o. Emi ha won woli. Eyin ruku lagbara wa. Emi mi aye e ma se o baba mi emi a o boli eyi kuku la para wa
emi mi
o se. Oh, we bless you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. You are the one who answers prayers. We exalt you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let's run with a loud shout of praise. Come on, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Thank you, Streams of Life. What we had this morning was not a stream, it was an ocean. Let's celebrate this God's gift to us. Amazing. Amen. Praise God. And what do we say to this great God? Is that the best we can do? Now, quickly, let me give some announcement. The Lord said to tell you that one of the significant things He's doing in this season is that He said, I am restoring relationships that you lost because of carelessness. And you will see the manifestation of this before today ends. Suddenly, in the places you have lost favor, you just discover that the wells of favor are springing from the same source again. It is a new season. It is a new season. The Lord said to ring this in your ears again and again. He said, though the night time must have been long, but rejoice, for it is day. It's a new season. Can you rejoice again and give God praise? Hallelujah. Now be seated majestically in God's presence. Amen. What an awesome privilege to give God praise. You know, it is those who are alive that has the opportunity to praise Him. Are you following what I'm saying? Oh, yes. A big privilege. Can we say thank you, Jesus, for the privilege to praise you? Again, say thank you, Jesus. How many of you danced very well this morning? Are you sure? Are you sure you danced well? Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, please pay attention. I want to just read a scripture. And if there's going to be any title to this brief teaching and admonition, it is going to be called Break That Alabaster Box. Okay? Matthew chapter number 26. Matthew chapter number 26. Please turn your Bibles there and let's read together from verse 6 to 13. Matthew 26 from verse 6. Now, Jesus was in Bethany in the house of a very strange description. Simon the leper. Or you can call him the ex-leper. So he went to a place where a testifier was living. Amen. And then there came unto him a woman with an alabaster box of very precious ointment and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? For the ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. When Jesus understood it, he said to them, why trouble ye the woman? For she wrought a good work upon me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me, ye have not always. For in that she had poured this ointment on my body. Verse 13. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this that this woman had done be told for a memorial of her. And today we are fulfilling that prophecy. She poured out lavishly. I think this morning workers meeting, if you, those of you who are not workers, you can download the message, lessons from Cain and Abel. That when you want to host any man, you host them at their level. You host them at their level. I believe that one of the subjects that needs to be taught well in ministries is honor. So most times when I'm going for meetings, I'm readily available to take care of myself if need be. So one of the covenant I have with God is that no matter how good or bad the treatment is, it will not affect the quality of the river that will flow. But you honor every man at their level. At their level. You need a revelation of the person you want to honor. And one of the things you must understand is that when we are giving honor to God, it must be done lavishly. In fact, make it your template. The protocol for honoring God is lavishly. If it is not too much, you have not started. That's the protocol. She did not spare the perfume and pour a little. Broke the old box, emptied everything. So much so those fallen said, this is wastage. We are wasting it. Are you aware there are people that see giving to God as wastage? Yeah. It's wastage. Amen. I said amen. But can we ever waste anything on the one who gave his life for us? Nothing. Nothing can be too much. Put your right hand on your chest and say it again. I will honor God lavishly this year. Come on now. Say it again. Now say it. I will lavish my honor on him. Say it again louder and clearer. The best way you can say it. I'll lavish it. I'll pour all out. I'll go all out. And honor God in a way that even God himself will know. No, not. That's one of the very strong protocol. All these praises, dances, all these things we are doing is honor. Is honor. You have prayer requests, honor him first. And I showed you during the fasting and prayer meeting, when Elijah met that woman, God said, I've commanded the woman to take care of you. A woman who didn't have. Imagine that news in the hands of Yaba Left or Insta blog. Poor widow feeds a prophet, a self-acclaimed prophet. in Oyo State, Nigeria. Kind of thing. Once they have been on your matter for a while, they now turn your name to self-acclaimed apostle. Yesterday I stumbled on a video on YouTube, and they were listing 10 richest young ministers in Nigeria. So I saw myself in the video. Ah. I first wanted to argue, but God said, don't argue. Why should you argue? Enjoy it. Am I not blessed? I am. And I can't deny it. I want to live by it. God says, shh, shh. Move on. Don't argue. Are you following what I'm saying? Many of you will make many statistics this year. And it will not be poverty statistics. I didn't hear that amen loud and clear. Oh yes. I gave you this illustration this morning. I think we just gave birth to my daughter not long. My wife said, we need to get a few things. I said, no problem. Send me the budget. Women like when you say, send me the budget. It's a love language. Do you understand? No argument, just send the budget. My wife smiled. I just buy her head like that. Pastor Mimi. Last one called me Pastor Mimi. No. If you don't understand that, God will interpret it for you. I went and got the things you wanted to get. I mean, we're all excited. Oh, our baby has some things. And he came up and brought some things. They were plates. I said, I got these ones specially for you. And these spoons specially for you. Oh, I wept. I could buy it. But the best part of it is when my wife is thoughtful enough to give me. It doesn't matter if it is my money. She could as well use that money to do any other thing. But she said, I will use it to honor you. What God is saying, honor me with, he gave you. And he said, I feel best when you do it. I'm telling you. And check across scriptures. Yes, angels sing praise and they glorify God. The cherubims don't stop singing holy, holy. But check the protocol of the throne. All the protocols you see around it, Revelations 4 and 5. Protocols of men. 24 elders, men. Jesus on the throne, seated as a man. The four living creatures, the face of a man. There is just something unique about this man honoring God. And when you know something honors God, don't give it sparingly. Do you know that if you have access to the state governor and you were called for a meeting and you were told that a few of you will be seeing the governor, because many of you will start attending such meetings. You don't, maybe you didn't see yourself there. Okay. So a few of you will have access to meet the governor by Monday, 12 noon. You want to quickly start checking. What does he like? What does he like? So that, let me share this story with you. A group of young ministers went to meet a very senior minister. I won't mention their names. Name of the senior minister in this country. Oh, they sat down. You know, sometimes friends just do that and just have group access and ask questions and ask for blessings. And they did that. And by the time they were done, so he prayed for all of them and said, you can go. Then one of them quickly ran back and says, I forgot. I brought this little seed for you. Maybe it was 10,000 or 15,000. The man of God looked at him and held him close. Said, you are wise. Say, you are wise. Then he opened his drawer and brought out a key. Said, pass the other door. When you get to the garage, just press it. It's yours. So the guy went. He was expecting a Toyota Corolla, and he pressed it. The thing was sounding under one covered cloth. He pressed it again to be sure. The sound was not kyok kyok. That is not the sound. That is a different sound. He checked again. That's the car actually sounding. He opened it. It was a Rolls Royce. It was a Rolls Royce. What did he give to command that? What you give God compared to what you command doesn't make sense. If you know God loves this, why starve him? If you know God honors it, why not do it? The reason why people don't do it is because the devil fights in the heart of men whatsoever God loves. That's the reason. That's the reason. That's the reason. Myself and my wife got married. I heard that couples used to have problem. Fight. So, I sat that down. I said, do you like problem? I don't know how to discuss it again. Do you get what I'm saying? Say, do you like problem? He said, no. Say, me too, I don't like problem. Don't let's stress ourselves. That's the conversation. Don't let's stress ourselves. What you don't like, I will not do. What I don't like, you two don't do. For instance, now, ma, I don't eat onions. We don't eat it. Say, yes, my husband. We had to have that conversation. It was as simple as that, and it worked. It's simple. Do you get what I'm saying? My wife don't like some things. Pastor Mimi. Don't do them. Okay? Can I give you a few hints? Okay. Are you a husband? What's your problem? Which one is yes, sir? Leave them to my wife and myself. Amen. Psalms 100. Let's start reading from verse 1. This is God speaking to his bride, to the church. He's trying to list out the things he likes. Can they project scriptures for us, please? Psalms 100. We'll start the reading from verse 1. God is saying here, he said, I like noise. And you are still quiet. He said, amen. Make a joyful noise. He said, I like it. I like when you make a joyful noise. The same way, now hold on. The same way a man will say to his wife, or the wife tell the husband, so it doesn't look like we are one-sided. That's the kind of society we are part of right now. This can help me make noodles. God is saying, I like when you make a joyful noise. Cook it, present it, make it. Amen. Now, sit down. Let me show you what a joyful noise is. Here's what a joyful noise means. Because the word make there is the word bara, that means to invent. Okay? Okay. Let me, because I don't have much time to teach you, because you are going to practicalize everything I'm teaching you today. Is that okay? I have a few more minutes. Now, turn your Bibles there if you have your Bibles, personal Bibles, please. I want to do something. Now, this is a Bible teaching church and a prayer church. You ought to be a student of the word. Are you ready for me? Are you sure you are ready for me? Now look at it. Make a what? Joyful noise. Now look at it. The word joyful noise there is the word roar. It's pronounced like the roaring of a lion. Roar. That's the word joyful noise. It means to blow an alarm, to cry out loud, to shout for joy, and to raise a noise of triumph. Now, listen. Religion has made it in such a way that believers don't know how to respond. Ideally, there should be a response to every light that breaks. That's the protocol of heaven. Can I show you? Revelations 4. That's the protocol of heaven. Revelations 4. Let's start reading from verse 1 now. That's the protocol of heaven. Revelations 4. Turn your Bibles there, people of God. Now look at it. Let's read. After these things I look, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was that it was a trumpet talking to me. And by the way, the Lord said, I want you to place your prophetic mantle on someone this morning. He told me that while praying over the night. So somebody is going to go home with something. Sit down. Because anyone who understands the way the prophetic functions, you'll be called to several sessions sometimes. And you have access to several processions. Alright? I heard what looked like a trumpet talking to me, which said, come up, Ida, and I will show you things which must come here after years. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Now there was a rainbow around the throne in sight like an emerald. Yes? And round about the throne were 24 seats. Upon the seat I saw 24 elders clothed with white raiment. And they had on their head crown of gold. Crown of raiment, crown of gold, shows those who overcame. White raiment shows those who were washed in the blood of the Lamb. Out of these thrones proceed lightnings, thunderings, voices. And there were 7 lamps burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne was a sea of glass like unto us. Jump to verse. Let's jump to verse. Verse 10 now. What is the response of the elders to this? The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne. Sometimes our church may become too ideal. Because the way church is designed is that while everywhere is silent, suddenly someone begins to shout, yeah! And you wonder what has happened. He's caught a light. And that is the way we respond in Zion. If you have not mastered the protocol of a response, that house cannot be a prophetic house. The prophetic is predicated on excellent response to the move of the Spirit. I told you one time the securities in my environment came and held a meeting. And in the middle of the night, they said, I must pack out. They say he must pack out of this house. We cannot tolerate him in this area again. Why? Maybe around 2 a.m. I just said, yeah! Emi call. Light in it. Light, light, light. Somebody say light, light, light. Somebody say light, light, light. Hey! What is the response to light? Be seated. Someone just sits down in church and it just occurs to you that this is the last time I'm being ordinary. Don't just say, respond, 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 respond. Respond. Are you following what I'm saying here? See, there's no silence where there's light. No silence. I'm telling you. When God took Ezekiel to the Valley of Dry Bones, there was silence because there was death. But when the word came, says suddenly a loud noise. That's where it works. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Now sit like kings and queens in God's presence. We must master the protocol of how to bara noise. Sounds of triumph. I said sounds of triumph. Sounds of triumph. Now listen to this. When the devil bring thoughts and bring counsels to you that you are going to die or that you are not going to be blessed, he's saying things that is directly against the reality. The way to counter him is to open your mouth loud and say what the word says with joy and gladness. Are you following what I'm saying here? With joy and gladness. Sometimes the devil's prayer just look and say, your head is just, when will your head be correct? But you don't stop there. It is written. Are you following what I'm saying here? A light just break the alabaster box. See, whatsoever you see that the master loves, do it lavishly. That's the protocol. If I know anything else, I would have told you. One time God said to me, he said, son, when was the last time you sat down on the floor to worship me? I saw you like it. I will never sit on the bed to pray again on chair. I lock myself, sit on the floor, roll on the floor. Let me show you another rule to that. Because I went to preach one time. Sorry to those who are in Ekiti, who are from Ekiti. I told them, I said, I like pounded yam. They say, you like pounded? I don't know. You don't say that in Ekiti. You like pounded yam? I said, yes. I should have begged. Morning, pounded yam. Before I'm trying to get myself, my system, another hot one is... They said, we went to get bush meat for you, sir. Evening, pounded yam. Following morning, pounded yam. Afternoon, evening. But here is the way it works. When you find out God loves something, start doing it. Till you will hear him say, combine it with this. Go this route. Don't just hear what he said. Hear what he's saying. Because the protocol changes. Are you following what I'm saying here? Rejoice and laugh. Oh yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Now sit down. So as I round up, you see that Jesus loves those who lavish resources on him. Let's lavish it. My wife came to tell me when she entered. She said, I was coming and I heard a voice. And this is what God said. I said, relax. I know how to respond. God told you, I know how to respond. Because there's been a conversation between me and God before she came. You must master the science of correct spiritual. When Jesus met that guy at the pool of Bethesda, he's been there for 38 years. 38 years. Imagine someone that has been at a pool since 1985. He's seen different administrations. Even good president did not change his bad condition. And Jesus said, do you want to be healed? But because when people are too long in problems, they don't know how to respond. He said, I've been here for long. That is not the question. The question is, do you want to be healed? He said, I have no man. That's not the response.
If you needed a man would have been sent. And before they will carry you to that place, people are collecting bribes now. When the angels stare, they give highest bidder. You don't need to wait. The one who is speaking to you, the angels are functioning at his command. You don't need angels when the one who is the King of Kings is here. Do you want to be healed? Yes. He did not say be healed. Respond. Pick your bed and go. Now, guess what? Here's what people don't understand about healing. And I hope you will get this. And not just healing, even prophetic change. Do you know that the same result would have been gotten if it was just a word that dropped in your spirit? You don't need a man. The issue is that if the word had dropped in your spirit, you might not have responded. Probably a day came in the life of that man and he had a nudge. Pick your bed and go. Listen. You will do it yourself. And many of you are going to walk out from the midst of famine and say, I am going to the camp of the Assyrians. Who told those lepers, stand up and move? That's the way it comes. But you see, the man who understands the protocol of praise will be the first one to hear those counsels. Do you understand? In the place of praising him, because the Father seeks the worshippers, you'll now say, hear this gist, oh, hear this gist. Something is going to happen in 2 months. We are plugging now. That's the intel. Break the alabaster box, preserving the oil. It is meant to be wasted on him. Do you understand? Let me tell you this. This teaching I'm giving you this morning, don't wait till I say, thus says the Lord. You will hear testimonies of people whose lives changed because they just heard a voice and said, this is it, this is it. And then they respond. And that's it. Amen. Bishop Chain planned his program. He just gets a voice and something says to him, why can't you go to a station on DSTV? And just talk to us. Say, eh? Respond. Listen. Don't say, I don't have any man. What's that? When God says go, he's prepared a way. Are you following what I'm saying? It's prepared the way. It's prepared the way. But you've got to understand the protocol of access. My Lord and King, what do you love? Say, I love wasters who waste box of expensive oil on me. Ah, that you shall have. That's the response. That's the response. Stop holding what is meant to be wasted. Okay? Church, look up. If you believe that God has sent me as a prophet to you, I am telling you that at this point in what is written, the year that your story changed is 2023. And I have come to announce this as a prophet specifically sent to you to announce the acceptable year of the Lord. That it doesn't matter what it has been. This is it. And when that season comes, men will begin to hear intels, instructions. You begin to hear a voice behind you say, this is the way. That's the way. That's the season. Now, do you know that that woman must have heard it in her spirit? That oil you are preserving, this is the use. Listen. Listen. I'm just telling you the word, though. Sometimes people have been gathering things for years and look at the story of that young lady that said they went to empty her account. What if God spoke before that time and said, release it? When thieves take it, it is stolen. When God takes it. Listen. Listen. Everything that will change a man's life will come. Sometimes just a nudge. And that's what I was trying to tell you guys yesterday. That as you go higher, you will not really hear God say, do this. You just see him look. And you'll know what it means. Because you're a man of the presence. And you respond. Delayed response is disobedience. And that woman's life was going to change forever. There was no way anybody in her family could have made it to a record of Jesus. But she sealed it. Somebody is sealing things this morning. This year you are going to hear prophetic instruction. You will just see suddenly a door is open. That's it. That's your door. That's your door. Respond. Respond. Do you get what I'm saying? Now listen to this. By a prophet, God brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet, they were preserved. Now, while I was addressing some sons and daughters, I couldn't cry. Because I wanted to say, who had bewitched you? Should you not know that even if you were living unfaithfully, should this year be the year you miss this instruction? Like you. Jesus looked at Jerusalem and wept. Over again, say, yeah, they know the day of their visitation. So sometimes pastors look at pastor, he said to pastor, say, we fast January, we give first food. Say, ah, I can't do it. I have these things. Don't you understand? All the things you have done by your energy, show me the result. God now says, stop waiting for the stirring of the water. The resurrection and the life is here. Get up. Pick your bed. Hold on. Do you know the meaning? How do you tell a man to pick his bed and go? That is the only habitation he's known for years. That bed that has maintained you for 38 years. That bed is gone flat, but you find comfort on it. That's why you've not gotten up. Pick that small comfort and go. And as he left, he got up and he was healed. And the Pharisee said, why are you picking your bed on Sabbath day? Why? Yes. He said, the one who healed me said, pick your bed and go. When they begin to, listen, because God said he's going to raise many of his children to be a voice of defense in media space. But listen, when the likes of all those guys began to say, all this church, don't mind them. You will be able to say, the one who changed my story said, do this. And now you too, you are a witness that my story is truly changed. Listen, when you know God likes it, stop ordering it. Stop. Because we need to round up all these instructions so that nobody will be without excuse. Nobody will be going with excuse and say, I didn't. You know. Don't you get it? Many of you are like a child. You've been given this. And God is bringing 1,000 bundles. But he did like this. Yeah. Ah. You know, I'm going to be. But Irubas said, Taba gunyon sinu ewe. Ta si obe sinu eku epa. Eni ma yo ayo. If we pound yam in a small lake and put stew in the shell of a granite, those that be satisfied will be. It's full of light, church. This is the year. This is the year our story changed. I've come to announce the acceptable year of the Lord. It doesn't matter what your experience has been. This is that year. And there's a reason why this year is called the year of mastery. Because you will use the exact key that will open the exact doors. By revelation. Can you lift your hands and say, I break my alabaster pot. I break it. And I'm going to give you 30 seconds. Say, I yield everything to you in praise, in honor, in appreciation. I yield it. I yield it to you in praise. 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 Oh, Jesus. Sheketeroko sakandara garagateroko. That's a beat. Oh, I yield it in praise. I give you praise.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 22150052 89 UBA.